And I want to welcome you to our training. If we could have everyone's attention, please. We it's that time to begin. So I want to welcome all of you here to our SMART training module on leadership development. And this is our maiden voyage for this training module. And I certainly have been looking forward to it. We have a number of people praying for this, and a good amount of preparation has gone into it. And we thank you for setting aside this time to come and join us here. I have some comments here that I want to kind of introduce this whole training module. You know, in our early years in Kenya, that we faced the task of, among many of those tasks that we were facing, but one in particular that's related to our subject matter for the next 2 days. How do I go about training nationals to which I've been sent to do that particular job? And it's one thing to send someone to do a particular task, but it's quite a different thing to know how to do that. And oftentimes I think we automatically default to, well, the Lord will just work all of that out. And part of our emphasis here at in the overall SMART training ministry is that, yes, we know God will work out certain things, but God is not obligated to provide for us where we choose to willingly be ignorant of some things. And where we have the opportunity of learning various skills and resourceful material, we need to take advantage of that. And we put ourselves at your service here in the SMART Training Ministry to help provide a variety of training resources. We're still in the development stage ourselves, but we'll do all that we can to help structure training modules for various needs that come up. But you know, the idea of how do I go about training nationals in the ministry, of training them to eventually lead the churches that in those days that I believe that God was going to raise up through our labors and through the investment of His Word. How do I train men to be leaders? And I remember, in my dilemma, I was talking to another missionary in those early years about how do I do this? And he reminded me of an old saying. Well, you know, the cream of the crop will rise to the top. And we know that to be true. But I discovered along the way in my trying to train, find men, identify men and to train them, that not only does the cream rise to the top, but a lot of other stuff does too. And we won't get too descriptive there, but a lot of undesirable things rise to the top. And you know, just because a man has a desire to lead, let's not mistakenly think that he is leadership material. That's one of the things that Brother Wayne, our speaker, for this training material that he has pointed out to me, and he will speak more specifically on that. But you know, while you and I are looking for faithful men whom we can train, who will faithfully serve over the fruit that God raises up through our labors, the enemies of our Lord also will see to it that men of the wrong kind, that he directs men of the wrong kind, the wrong caliber, into our circle of influence, and he will see to it that the wrong kind of men apply for the job. Jesus talked about hirelings. Paul talked about certain lewd fellows of the baser sort. And those that betrayed the truths that he had invested, that he was investing in men. The enemies of our Lord will see to it that that there will be self-serving men that come under the umbrella of our influence. He will see to it that men who have their own agenda to fulfill will come into under our training influence. He will see to it that men who are materially motivated rather than being spiritually minded, that those materially motivated men will see the American, they'll see their potential ticket to America, and not every field is like that, but there's a lot of dangers and hazards out there of those who will have the wrong motives for wanting to be part of what we are doing in the ministry on our various fields. And, you know, the question would be, well, how are we going to sort through them? And I believe that what we are going to receive here during the eight training sessions that Brother Martin is going to address, I believe that it will be some identification factors that will be offered to us. There'll be some qualities that we'll learn about leadership that will help us to see through. And of course, with the Spirit of God being our guide, that we will be able to work through and and to identify some of those who have the wrong motives and who are materially motivated and who their only desire is to become a hireling that could join our list of those who are paid to do things. And so I want to share with you here something that the Lord worked out, I believe, perfectly in his timing. We just finished 2.5 days of meetings over at Pigeon Forge, which was our national conference for bio. Heard a lot of good speaking, a lot of good messages, and a day or so, I think it was on Tuesday, the Lord blessed us with a message. It was talking about being a spiritual maturity. And I remember just a couple of things that just really jumped off of the page, so to speak, and it immediately, in my mind, it migrated in the direction of what we are looking at doing here in this leadership development training. And the preacher, Brother Barry Rumsey, he made this statement: spiritually immature leaders produce spiritually immature followers. And let me say that again. Spiritually immature leaders produce spiritually immature followers. And that right there should be incentive enough for us to set up and to take note of this training material that we have available to us. And with the idea of that you and I, that we will become, with the help of the Holy Spirit, that we will become more mature, spiritually mature, so that we can be producing more mature leaders to serve in the roles that God would, that arise as God raises up his churches. So I hope you will lend yourself to what we have here for these next few days. And at this point, I want to give you some introduction for our speaker, Brother Wayne Martin. And during his career, Brother Martin spent some 3 decades as a human resource management trainer for Fortune 500 companies. And when I remember in the summer of 2013 that when he and I were just beginning to get acquainted that I found out what he had retired from, and I asked him, so Brother Wayne, what does a human resource management trainer do? And I remember it just as clear as if it happened yesterday, which even at my age, that's still fresh enough to remember that long ago, as if it were yesterday. But as he began to list some of the subjects that he dealt with in his training of human resource management personnel, as he began to list some of those subjects that he had dealt with, I'm telling you, I was drawn in. It was like almost like a whirlpool that it drew me in I was so interested in what he had to say. I think he was just given a brief testimonial, and I was seeing something of a totally different nature, because little did he know that as he just gave his basic job description, he was stirring up this flood of memories in my mind of things that we had faced in our ministry of training foreign nationals when we were on the field. And I remember it was this thought just kept looping and playing itself back in my head. I wish someone would have taught me some of these things before I ever went to the mission field. And in these past 12 months, Brother Wayne and I, we've spent numerous hours working through material that he is very familiar with. And you know, it's not only has the Lord given us the opportunity to define and to refine some of this material and make sure that it does not conflict in any way with biblical principles, that I've also come to see Brother Wayne's heart, and he has a heart for communicating these principles of leadership to other people. During our time together in working on this material, I've come to learn that among those who have attended his lectures over the years, there have been CEOs of Fortune 500 companies, there have been governors and state leaders. And you know, we don't say that in any way to glorify our speaker, but it does give us an indication of the level of training that the Lord has put under his stewardship responsibilities. And I personally believe the Lord has given us a very special resource in connecting us with Brother Wayne Martin. And I'm going to ask that you give him your undivided attention. And would you join me as we welcome Brother Wayne Martin?